Houston, we have a problem. People say this in Chicago, New York, and even other countries. Why? Where does this saying come from? The person who made this statement was Jack Swigert. He was 200,000 miles from Houston in the cold darkness of space, and he had a big problem. Today's episode of Houston in Slow English tells the story of the Apollo 13 mission of 1970 and the problem that NASA engineers in Houston had to solve. Apollo 13 was supposed to take three astronauts to the moon. It left Earth on a sunny April day and traveled for 2 days. Everything was going beautifully until an explosion. Part of the ship was damaged. Swigert called Mission Control with the bad news. "Houston, we have a problem." The mission suddenly changed. The astronauts and engineers did not try for a moon landing. They put all their energy into one thing: getting the men safely back to Earth. In Houston, the flight director, Gene Kranz, made a second historic statement. He told the engineers and scientists, "Failure is not an option. You have a new job." So that job had many parts. The first was, how could they keep the astronauts alive through oxygen? They didn't have enough oxygen in the main ship, so they had to move to the tiny ship that was supposed to go from the main ship to the moon. That tiny ship was only designed for two men for a short period of time. All three astronauts squeezed into that tiny ship where they could get some oxygen, but they had to use tape and cardboard and extra filters to make sure they had enough oxygen. They also had to turn off all the machines, so they were sitting in darkness and cold because they had to save energy. Next, the engineers in Houston said, "You're going to have to go around the moon to use gravity to get back to Earth." So the astronauts sat and looked out the window at the gray, rocky moon. They were not going to land on it this time, but hopefully they could get back to Earth. Several days later, they had the final challenge. They were approaching the Earth's atmosphere, and they did not know the condition of their ship. As the ship moved into the atmosphere, it turned into a fireball. The astronauts lost contact with Houston for several minutes. Everybody waited and waited, and then it came out the other side, and the astronauts were okay. The ship had protected them. It splashed into the Pacific Ocean, and the astronauts were able to go home to their families. Now, 13 is an unlucky number, but it's hard to say if those astronauts were lucky or unlucky. Yes, they had a serious accident, but with a whole team of smart people, they came back to Earth and their families. Today, you can go to Johnson Space Center, where Gene Kranz directed the rescue in what is now known as a successful failure.